This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C, fax 616-696-4860, regarding Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Fish, F, like Frank, I-S-H, date of birth 5-6-1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors, chronic hypotension, and POTS, all capital P-O-T like Tom, S. Her last visit was June 12th of this year. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling well since her last visit. She believes that her creatinine levels are higher when she's under excessive stress, and they do fluctuate randomly. Recently, she's been feeling better, and so the levels are slightly better. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no syncopal episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She takes Renvela 800 milligram, one before each meal. Phenergan 25 milligram is used as needed for migraine headache, and that has not been used recently. And baking soda tablets 2 daily for metabolic acidosis. Physical exam, her weight is 166 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 118 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 19th, 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.98. Estimated GFR is 27. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.0, phosphorus 3.9, albumin 3.9, hemoglobin 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, chronic interstitial nephritis, currently stable. 3, POTS, currently stable, with history of hypotension, but currently normotensive. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 8 months after she returns from Florida. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.